Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Megillah Daf Yud Aleph and the Art School is Vodar Edition, Perek Rishon, starting at Locha Ches and the bottom of Daf Yud Amud Beis. The Mishnah continues the list of things of Ein Bein. Says the Mishnah, Ein Bein Zav HaRoyesh Tei Re'iyos LeRoyesh Shalosh El HaKorban. A Zav is a male, a man, who sees two emissions of something of Tumah. And the din is, if he sees the first emission, that one is categorized as tumas keri. As a regular tumas keri, that doesn't give him a special tumor more than tumas keri that most people have. But if he sees two of these emissions, so then he becomes a zov. And then he becomes tumah for 7 days, and then he has to go to the mikvah. If he says three of these emissions, so then he has to bring a korban as well. Not only has to count 7 days of tumah, but then in the eighth day, has to bring a korban. Now, seeing these emissions has to be all in 1 day or all in 3 consecutive days. Ein bin mitzoyre muzgo le mitzoyre muchlot. A mitzoyre muzgo is when a person comes, has tzaras, the kohen comes and sees him. And if he doesn't have all the simonim of tumo, so the kohen puts him into a hezger. He secludes him and comes back to check him in a week. If in the week it became worse, then he becomes a full mitzvah. If it did not change, so then he gives him another week, and if it did not change again, he releases him, he's not a mitzvah anymore. But a mitzvah that has all the simoni tumo becomes a full mitzvah right away. What's the difference between the mitzvah who is muzgor, meaning he is just being secluded and going to be checked again the week after, and a mitzvah muchlot who is a full mitzvah? So, ein bin mitzoyer muzgal mitzoyer muchlot ela priyo ufrimo. Priyo means that he has to undo his hair. And primo means he has to tear off his clothing. So, a mitzoyer muzgar does not have to do these things. A mitzoyer muchlot has to do that. He has to undo his hair and tear his clothing. Now, Reb Chaim here adds to the gears of the Mishnah. Ein bin tor mitoch means hezger. Le bin tor mitoch echlet. One that was a muzgar only. He was just secluded and became tar. He was corrected. And a tar who was, mitzoyer was completely muchlot and became tar. What's the difference between the two? Ela tiglachas v'tzipoyim. Shaving the hair and bringing the birds. A mitzoyer at a tar mitoch muzgar, mitoch hezger, from the secluded part, does not have to shave his hair and bring the birds. But if he became tar mitoch muchlot, so then he does have to bring these things. So the Gemara of Yudav and Parpazi, they're blozeri. Meaning our Mishnah goes according to a blozer. In what way? So the Gemara of Yudav and Udalev, they're blozer on my half, a shlishis, boys, kim, oito, yipnei, a korban. Shaila is, do you check the emission of the Zov? Why did it come? Was it something natural that he has some issue of tumor that is reflected in his body? Or it happened because he ate and drank? Sometimes there's some other elements that cause the emission to happen. So the second emission, everybody agrees, you have to check why the emission came. Did it come because of a choyli or oinis or not? But the third one, there's a machloikis. Rosa says, even the third one, you have to check because of the carbon. In order to bring a carbon, you have to make sure this is really ziva. According to Rabbanon, the second one you check to make sure it was not forced upon him. It was a natural emission. But the third one, even if it was forced upon him, he's still tameh. So if so, the Mishnah should have said that that's the difference between the second Re'iyah and the third Re'iyah by Azov. It doesn't say that. The fact it doesn't say that, that means that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Elazar. Omar B'Yosi, in Leisi the Rabbanon, if our Mishnah doesn't go like Rabbanon, fellow if they're Rabbi Elazar, so the Mishnah does not go like Rabbi Elazar, Leisi. Why? The Tani Omar Rabbi Elazar. Lo'ilis soysur amarti, ila shaloya vi korban. Meaning, according to Rabbi Elazar, if the Zov sees the third emission, and it was be'oinis, it is considered to be a re'iyah zivo for stira, meaning that if he saw a zivo doing the shiva nikim, he has to count again. If he didn't see a zivo, he saw only a regular emission of Baal Keri, so then he misses that day, but he can continue counting after that day. So a zov needs to count shiva nikim 7 days of clean days. What does clean mean? He doesn't see Ziva doing this Shivanikim. But if he sees Keri, that's not, doesn't soise the Shivanikim. So says Rabbi Elazar, I hold, if someone saw a Ziva be'oinis, meaning was wasn't a full Ziva, they checked him, and it happened because of some sickness. You can't count it as a third riyah for carbon, but you could will count it as a riyah to be soiser to ruin the shiva nekiyah. So as the Gemara goes on and explains, I didn't say it's not a zivah to be soiser to the shiva nekiyah. But zav, the use of chaim is zav hu listor lo amarti. Ela shaloyavi carbon. You can't count it as a third riyah for carbon. So do amru divrei kol yisrael. Our mishnah is according to everybody. In temur de blazer, because if our mishnah is a blazer, why? Because there's a difference between the third riyah and the second riyah regarding oynes. So then I have another difference. Nitni hashniyo loy bestir veloy be carbon. I mean the second riyah, if it was done by oynes, has no validity. It's not going to be enough to counting as a second riyah to make him a zav. That's what it means, loy bestira, and obviously it doesn't count to bring him into a carbon. Hashlishi, but the third riyah does have validity bestira. Uve carbon, only carbon not. The Yisro of Chaim is a shlishi bestira veloy be carbon. I mean, there is a difference, even according to Abbas, between the second riyah and the third riyah. So you see that our mission is not focused on the second and third riyah and these small details between them. Because the difference exists. And the Gemara summarizes it. A light of the blazer rose shtayim b'shufi. Saw two re'ias of zivo. V'achas b'kushi. And one was not done b'zivo. I mean, b'kushi means it was because he was sick. It was b'oynis. So yisarez v'einam v'via korban. You rule the shiva nekiyim, but it's not considered to be a third re'iyah for a korban. So why really the Mishnah did not say the chilukim between the second re'iyah and the third re'iyah? Says the Gemara, if Yudin Masniso b'shnei bnei Adam, we're not talking about the same person between the second riyah and the third riyah. We're talking about two different people. One saw two riyahs and one saw three full riyahs. And we're saying, what's the difference lahalacha between the person who saw two and the person who saw three? We're not saying what's the difference between the second time one sees and the third time one sees. One who saw twice already, and he was the good two that make him as evil. One who saw three, which is the ziva, whatever it is, according to Rabbanan, according to Ablaz, whatever ziva the third one is, and he is a din of azav. What's the difference between these two people? So we're not going into the chilukim, into the differences between the riyah themselves, because we talk about two different people. It's very clear, it's proven from the Mishnah, we're talking about the people, and now about what they see. Because it says, Eimim mitzorim muzgol and mitzorim ruchol, we spoke about two different mitzorim. Ela priyo prima v'tiglachas et siboyim. So he spoke about the difference between the two mitzorim. So what is it talking about? We're not talking about the same person when he is mukhlot and he is muzgar. How do we know that? In Tamar, you want to tell me this difference between one person. And we talk about that one person who was a muzgar and then became a mukhlot. So nidni ein min beheres gdoilo le beheres ktano. Meaning a person who had saras, which just made him a muzgar, just secluded him. Then the tzaraz grew, became larger, then becomes a mitzvah of a mukhlot. So Shur said there's the difference between someone who has a small tzaraz and someone, and that person that has tzaraz that grew, and these are the differences between him. It doesn't say that in the Mishnah. It just says muzgur and mukhlot. Now you talk about two different people. So says the one in David Alfun base, Hiach me'adat omar b'shnei bnei odom anakaimin. Talk about two different people. V'ach b'shnei bnei odom anakaimin. So by zov, we talk about two different people, not about the riyas, and that is the reason that we're now differentiating between the way of seeing the second riyah and the third riyah. Now the gabi mitzoyru mukhlot, we have a din, porach b'kuloi. If he became mitzoyru and his entire body, so immediately he's tar, and he goes and he brings the korbanos, he's not a mitzvah anymore. What about a muzgar, the one who is secluded for a week? Do we say the idea of parach bekulo, if the tzaras spreads throughout his whole body, becomes tar? Says the more parach abo mitoy chesgir, if he was parach when he was a muzgar. He needs to bring the tziporim, meaning he's tar, he has to bring the korbanos of a mitzvah. Those are main tone tziporim, he doesn't have to bring the korbanos. Bring your right to Rabbi Yochanan. He does need to bring the birds, because it says in the pasuk, "Minatzaruah leaviyach parochah bekulo sheiton tzipoyrim." So it says Minatzaruah that if the tzaras was poyrech in his whole body, he needs to bring tzipoyrim. Follow dinu have kavuchemer. My mishetor ve'ein simoni timov imoi. Someone who's completely tar and the simoni tum left him. He's not mitzaruah anymore. And this person who does have tzaras, the tzaras spread over the whole body. Of course, he needs to bring birds. So that's the raya that a mitzoyru mukhlot needs to bring the korbanos. Says the Gemara, so muzgor, we had the tzaras in him, and it did not change. It stayed the same size for 2 weeks. So if for 2 weeks the tzaras did not grow, he's not a mitzayra anymore. So someone that tzaras did not grow for 2 weeks, yuchiach will be around from there. Shetar v'siminei mitam of imoy vein tun tziporim. He still has the same simonim and tzaras, but because it did not grow, so he's tar. He doesn't bring tziporim. Tziporim is only, as we learned in our Mishnah, and mitzoyim muchlad, not mitzoyim muzgar. So we want to bring a rayo that someone who is tzaras grew in his whole body, he needs to bring korbanos when he's a muchlad. That's how the brayso starts. If he doesn't have tzaras, he brings a korbanos. If he has tzaras, of course he brings a korbanos. Says the Gemara, mitzoyim muzgar, the tzaras is there, he doesn't bring korbanos. Don't be surprised. Someone who had tzaras, his whole body, even though he's tar, he still has the simoni of tzaras. So again, I don't have a kalochemer. The pasuk of mitzoyro tells you that even though the tzaras is there, he's still a mitzoyros, meaning he has a simoni tzaras, he needs to bring the birds. So now that's the brisa. So this more goes back to our discussion. But if you hold that someone who had a hezger for 2 weeks, and then the tzaras grew on his whole body, he does not have to bring karbonis. You should bring a crush from the air. Meaning, why are you bringing a raya from the fact that if it did not change, you don't have to bring tziporim? Bring a raya for the fact that if it grew on his whole body, you don't have to bring tziporim. Isn't it better to ask a question from tzaraz that spreads in the whole body on tzaraz that spreads in the whole body than a tzaraz that stays in its same state? It's better to bring a raya from pricho and pricho. So the fact that the braisa did not bring that shows me that there's no difference between pricho mitoy chesger to pricho mitoy echlet. In both cases, if you the din is mitoy chesger that you bring birds, so is mitoy chesger you bring birds. Omar of Chananyo, Chavron de Rabbonin, Chananyo, the friend of Rabbonin, he says, we can use the gears of Rav Chaim, Soifer Misayah Le Rablozer. I mean, the end of the Braisa does bring a riot to Rablozer that you don't bring birds. Techen Tanyo, because it says in the Braisa, Meisiv Le Chavrei, there is a question that one asked the other on this Raya. Lo yomato bezeh she'einu niskak l'chalito, Torah bezeh she'hu niskak l'chalito. Maybe the one who is behezgir, he stays intact for 2 weeks, he didn't get to the stage of chalito. So you don't get to chalito, you don't get to be a full mitzoyer, you don't bring korbanos. Torah bezeh she'hu niskak l'chalito, but one who already got the chalito, he may need to bring korbanos. So he wanted a proof from Muzgar that doesn't mean karbonis. The Muzgar didn't get to Mukhlot. Mukhlot is someone at the top of Mitzvah that requires karbonis. So don't bring a raya from Muzgar to Mukhlot. Now this Lashon works also peporach mitoch hezger. Meaning we're saying that any Muzgar is not below, doesn't belong to karbonis. Mashra doesn't matter if it stays intact, it's saras, or it grows in his whole body. There's no karbonis over there. That's the mashmos of the Lashon. That's a raya to our blazer. Says the Gemara Omar of Yaakov Baracho, the Gersa of Reb Chaim is Masnisa, meaning our Mishnah, Messiah Le Ablozer. Bring a raya from our Mishnah to Ablozer. Because it says, Torah mitoy chesger, potter, impure, primo, mitiglach, v'tzipoyer. Meaning the Mishnah said that anybody, the difference between a Muzgar and a Muklot is that the Muzgar doesn't have priya, primo, tiglach, v'tzipoyer. Komadan kaim inoch v'prichos. Aren't we talking also about pricho? Meaning the Mishnah did not mechalik if it's parach bekuloi, not parach bekuloi. We said any ta'ara of the comes from Hechlet, you have all the requirements. Any ta'ara coming from Hezger, you don't have the requirements. Mashri, even parach bekuloi, you don't have the requirements. Says the Mormon of Shulbar of Duma, my pleading the whole machlekes is lavit ziporim. He's growing the birds only. Av lavit korban, the other korban of a mitzoyro, kolam moidi she'enu mivi korban. Because the Mitzvah needs to bring birds, and the last day he also has to bring a korbanos. So the korbanos, the animals he has to bring, that you don't say when someone has a parach mitoy chesker. I mean, the tzaraat grew when he was still only a muzgar and not a muchlat. V'tani ken, we see that in the Braisa. So it says, b'shvi galach, and the seventh day he shaves his hair, or b'shmini yavi, and the eighth day he brings korbanos. Mishnah Basak says, Shnei Kvosin Tmimim, Kivsachas, Bat Shnoso Tmimo. So the Gemara dashes, Ein Shutun Tiglachas, Mivi Korban. Et Sheinu Tun Tiglachas, Eino Mivi Korban. Whoever has to shave his ear, he brings a Korban. One does not have to shave his ear, he doesn't have to bring a Korban. Rav Chaim says, Poshat to the Gemara, that a Muzgar, the Poshat Bekuloi, that he has a Tzaraz growing his whole body, he doesn't have to shave his ear. Because shaving the ear is to remove the ear of the Tzaraz. That's the purpose of the shaving. Parach bekulo, you're not removing the hairs of the shaving because he's full tzaras. So there's no tiglachs in that case. Continues the Gemara David Beis Amud Aleph. So we learned in the Mishnah that the musgar doesn't need to have prior and primo. It doesn't have to undo his hair and tear his clothing. So we know that it says kol yemei hashene gabo yitmo. That pasuk is referring to the prior and primo. So it says that shetumoso tluya benigur. Only someone that the tumah, it depends on his nega. As long as he has a nega, he's tome. If he doesn't have a nega, he's not tome. Yotza zen shetumoso tluya besifres yamov. But a musgar, it doesn't depend on the nega. He has to wait a week, regardless of what happened at Tzaras. After the week, then the kohen comes and checks him. So the main thing right now is his counting. And even if the Tzaras did not change, after 2 weeks, he's going to be tar. So it has to do with counting, not with it, with the size of the Tzaras. So the Mohan can do in prior or primo. So now I know the resource that he doesn't have to do prior and primo, which is me not doing his hair and tearing his hair, his clothes. Tiglach is a tziporim. How do you know that once he becomes tar, he doesn't shave his hair, he doesn't bring the tziporim? Blows the Ruhim, Bishem of Shimi, blows it from the south. The name of Shimi says, Zois tiet toiras ametsoira biyoim. Hamshach apostle is biyoim ta arosui. So more dashins. Etchu mitame umitar biyoim echot. Yotzazel sheni mitame umitar biyoim echot. What it means biyoim is it's possible he becomes a mitzoyer and he starts being mitzoyer on the same day. So mitzoyer muchot kedat, it could be. If he's full tom in one day, if that same day the tzaras went away, he'll be tar. But a musgar, it doesn't matter if things change. He has to wait anyway at least 1 week. So the idea of the tiglachs and tziporim, it says, biyoim, that it can happen in one day. From here you learn that it doesn't apply to a mitzoyra musgar. With this we conclude, Yerushalayim Megillah, Daf Yud Aleph.